where the dope. I got a Glock in a can with a scope. She gave me hair when I walked through the door. Champagne, toast. Yeah, leave that boy hooded like Pope. I get the grid and I talk about toe. Them boy catch him lacking, I know he gon' fold. That boy just a troll. I'm already knowing. Can't see that bitch cause she already hoeing. Drinking my cup and this shit is too potent. Diamonds too cold, I walked in and it's snowing. Hating on me, but that boy is just coping.
Haters.
She said my dick cause I'm top five. Feeling like Ant got a top nine. Dance on his grave, do my cha-cha.
What's going on, you broke ass motherfuckers, you broke niggas? Goddamn broke. He's not. That's too much. Okay, that's mean. I shouldn't call you broke. Probably just down in your luck. I apologize. But what's going on, fans of the Free Podcast? I know some of you got the notification this morning and said, I knew them bitch ass niggas wasn't gonna stand in no business. I knew they was gonna come back to the free. We ain't. We are standing on steering the on staying the course. So what you're about to listen to is a compilation of Patreon episodes over the last, I want to say, week and a half. There's episodes with me and Four, me, Cam, and Four. We cover a variety of topics from the last 2 weeks. Some of them are topical that we might be out of date on. Other things are just, you know, us bullshitting. So yeah, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you like this. If you want to watch videos of this stuff, we're going to have videos coming out on the Clips channel, Potty Mouth Clips on YouTube. Check it out. You should go watch that. Also, you should watch our new video we did on the main channel that we're probably going to rebrand to this Potty Mouth soon, I think. I'm waiting for all of us to have haircuts so we can do a full rebrand, but you know what I'm saying? You know, haircuts are far in between coming, especially with me and Ford. Cameron's pretty consistent, but you know, me and Ford are pretty, non-consistent, more for than me. I'm using like a 3 week schedule, every 3 weeks or so. Every three I'm in a chair getting chopped up. Every three. So yeah. What was I saying? I forgot what I was saying. Oh yeah. Subscribe to Potty Mouth Clips if you want to watch videos of the things you're about to hear. Also just subscribe over there in general, because sometimes if I remember, which I'm going to try to, I'm trying to get better at this creator thing. I'm going to just have clips go up from episodes over there that are just topical. Like, if we're covering something topical, I'm going to have a clip go up so you can go watch it over there. But if you don't care about that, you can just stay tuned into the RSS feed. The RSS feed will not die. I will try my darnest to get at least one episode a week. One compilation a week. And that's, you know what I'm saying? That's asking a lot of the boy, because I edit the clips and I'm editing the YouTube videos. I got to edit these too. But Four was doing all this shit for a long time too. Last summer, Four was editing three shows. So I could step my dick up and take some more responsibility. Do you guys want to hear some jokes? No, I don't have any jokes. But we kind of make this a little small solo at the top of this. By the way, patreon.com/PottyMouth. You'll probably hear this story on Patreon coming up soon in depth. But I invited Shuddy Doo-Wop over to my crib. There's a lot of context you're going to miss from this story if you're not on Patreon. I'm just telling you right now, patreon.com/PottyMouth. You're going to miss a lot of context. But Saturday, we did our chicken sandwich review, and the boys were hanging out. You know, the boys were back in town. Kahari came back down. Ford came outside and hung out with us. And we went to one of Cam's homies' crib, Bruce. First of all, I need you to know that all of us are 26 years old, besides Four, he's 24. But all of us are men in our mid 20s. So when Cam was like, "Oh, today's Bruce's birthday, let's go hang out with him," I'm thinking, "Oh, Bruce probably got his own spot. We can pull up, you know, bring some bottles, drink at his crib or whatever." So I thought that was the plan. So we go to the wine and spirits, we go to the liquor store, we go get alcohol, and we drive over to Bruce's house. Now Bruce's house, for some reason, I didn't calculate that Bruce's house is the same house he always lived in since we were like 19. I didn't factor that in. But I just thought, like, maybe, like, you know what I mean, he got like a crib on the same block he grew up on. That's not uncommon. You know, sometimes shit like that happens. Sometimes like a duplex open up in your neighborhood, like down the street from where you live. You're like, yo, this close to the crib, I feel comfortable with this neighborhood. That's thorough. I thought that's what happened. No. Nigga, we pulled up to Bruce's crib and we're at his parents' house. Which, isn't a bad thing. I'm not shaming anybody for living at home. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm shaming a nigga for still living with his parents. Like, that's, you know what I mean? People's circumstances are different. Like, people have different priorities in life. So I'm not shaming a nigga for living at home still. But what I am shaming a nigga for is he had all, I want to say it was six of us, all six grown-ass men in his parents' basement drinking alcohol and watching the movie Dope. While it was the most fun I've had in a long time, I cannot contest that. While it was the most fun I've had in a long time, it was also very uncomfortable for me because I felt like I was 18 again. I was like, why the fuck do I feel like I'm 19 inside my man basement sneaking alcohol? You know what I mean? I don't know. At some point, you do have to, like, not invite people to your house if you live at home. Like, I feel like that's, like, protocol. Like, if you still live at home after, like, 25, your social life is dead. You got to go to other people's houses. You can't just have people inside your parents' crib. What made it even worse, his dad was in the kitchen, like, eating. We had to walk past his dad to get to the basement. I'm like, yo, we're ruining this fine gentleman's Sunday night dinner. It was Saturday night. Saturday dinner. Like, we're ruining his night by all just three big-ass men coming in here. That was interesting. But what happened after that, we watched the movie, though. But I'll get more into this on Patreon. Patreon.com/Podium. I'm giving you a taste. This is what this is, a taste. A little taster. You know what I mean? I'm letting you taste the dope, my nigga. You know what I mean? Come Patreon.com/Podium. You know what I'm saying? For $5, you get two episodes a week. You know what I mean? That's the deal. The same two episodes you would have got for free, you'll get them on Patreon for $5. Yeah, you got $5, broke-ass nigga. After us chilling, we finished the movie Dope. And, like, low-key, the whole night, I was trying to figure out how horny was I actually. Because I was horny, but I'm like, am I horny enough to fuck? Because those two different ideas, like, am I just like, I need to jerk off, or am I like, I need to fuck a whole horny? So Shawty Doo-Wop, she was texting me. She was like, I'm out with my friends. I'm drunk. I want to come see you after the club. And I'm like, that's not like a vibe. But also, I'm with the boys. And like, when I'm with the boys, it's definitely a he-man, woman-hater club, dog. I don't even want to smell a woman. I don't want to sniff a vagina. But I did give in. Because four about to go see Dune 2. And four was like, I'm about to leave. I'm like, if you about to leave, then you take me home. Because we were already up top, and Cam was not about to drive me back home. So I was like, fuck, I just leave before, and I didn't have sex. If you want to hear the details of my sex life, patreon.com/PottyMouth. I'll tell you that. That's pretty much it, though. All right, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. Let's get to the fun stuff. Me and Four having a conversation. Let me give you right now what we talk about. Me and Four discuss femboys and how different is a femboy from a trans woman. Me, Four, and Cam, we talk about will we let Drake fly us out. And how ethical is it for you to have another man fly you out? We discuss Meek and Diddy. And a few other things. Oh, we also come up with the idea of, like, if you are a man who listens to this and you woke up with a pussy, what's the first thing you doing with your newfound pussy? I thought that was really interesting. I thought that was a really interesting conversation. That was really fun for us to have. Patreon.com/Spidey Mail if you want to hear more conversations like that. And we'll see you on the flip side.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think there's any other two people that have explored the dichotomy of trans people more than us.
No.
Like, we're probably the foremost trans, like, advocates in the world.
I think so.
We've explored every topic that has to do with trans. Like, I could throw you one and we'll probably cover it.
We probably cover most ideas of trans women.
Yeah.
Like, trans women, trans men.
Yeah. Trans porn?
Trans porn. Nobody is more ready for a trans debate than you and I.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know what I mean?
You drop us in a Hassan Abi live stream.
Ooh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, we got every joke on deck.
Oh, come on.
Yo, that's crazy. No, yeah, yo, yeah. We have made every trans joke possible. That's why when we saw Cam Patterson, we were just like,
We did that one.
Because he was doing a lot of trans shit.
Yeah.
And he was the only one out of the whole night that did trans shit.
Yeah.
But not us, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and we like, no, we spoiled that idea
already. Yeah, that's already the idea of like, oh, no, that's your ex. That's a whole bit of mine, my ex-boyfriend. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, come
we
on.
We did that
like,
already, dog.
It's all, you know, it's all
coming. Yeah, I mean, tranny porn. It's my go-to.
Yeah, tranny porn. Everybody watches it. Nobody admits it.
Nobody. Come on, brother. What are we doing?
Yeah. There is more to cover the transporn shit.
Okay. Because more mutant that bone?
Well,
you see what I did there?
Kyle definitely watches
Transformers. Why you throw that on his jacket now?
I just thought of because I saw in the community. Like, this is not crazy to none of y'all.
Yeah.
Like he was really outraged by your comment that you watch Transformers.
Yo, which is so funny because I've said it so many times.
Yeah, why was he so taken aback? It was yo, this is not crazy to y'all. It's have you listened to this podcast? You know who Dom is? Even Potty Shorts was the one that brought it out. Because clearly he has some tranny porn skeletons.
Come on, he got some.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. All men got some tranny porn skeletons. They all live in our closets. And you need to bring them out your closet.
Exactly.
And love that tranny faggot.
I think we got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a tranny faggot, bro.
I think we gotta. That's what I mean. That's what I think has more meat on the bone.
Yeah.
The idea of as men, we gotta start being honest about that.
Yeah.
This not a we can't keep letting this shit be a taboo thing anymore.
Yeah,
we gotta kill it. We gotta fully dismantle this idea.
I'm not gonna lie,
as a straight man, that you can't watch tranny porn.
The next generation of this is femboys. Did you see what DPD posted in there? You seen that shit?
Now that is really tricky, and we can explore this. We haven't talked about this.
We haven't explored
femboys.
We haven't explored femboys yet. It's a tricky idea, dog.
It's hard, man.
Yeah, I mean, and he might be hard.
Yeah, exactly. It's just hardness all around.
I don't know. Yeah. Femboys are weird. Yeah. Cause you're still a boy. You ain't even got she, her pronouns. You're going by he, him.
Yeah. I don't understand. Yeah.
I can't jack that. That's gay.
What's the point of that? I
think femboys are really useful for gay men who are in the closet still and having it now that they're boys yet.
Yeah.
So it's it's still girly. But it's a boy. I think that's what femboys are for.
But I feel that one's harder to defend because I feel like there are gay men that look for feminine men.
So here's what I think. I think femboys are for gay men who like girls. Stay with me.
I hear you.
I think trans. It's for straight men who like boys.
You're saying it.
Yeah.
It's a deeper,
darker criminal link.
Right.
It's
exactly.
A deeper, darker.
It's a deeper, darker criminal dick. that's what we're finding out here.
It goes so deep.
Yeah, that's a different. We haven't explored that one. That's a different. A realization.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
When do you realize you're a straight man?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. At what point are you that's even harder. Right? Yeah. When do you realize, yo, damn, man.
I'm straight, but
I want boys, okay.
That must be harder for the opposite of a gay dude, but you fuck, I like girls.
Fuck. Ew, girls.
Icky pussy. That's when femboys come along.
Yeah, just to mask your fake sexual identity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough, man. That's rough. I wouldn't envy that. I don't envy that.
No, I don't. I have a lot of empathy for that plight.
Yeah, that's and this is why porn is important, I think, to society. Because it can keep the gay or straight away. It could keep it away. You know what I'm saying?
I think porn is important, but not when 4-year-olds are finding it.
No, right. Well, yeah. Imagine being a 4-year-old is yo, I'm straight and I like boys. That's hard, man. That's a real epidemic that we're talking about.
My God, the 4-year-old straight kids who like boys,
or the 4-year-old gay boy that
likes girls.
Yo, how conflicted, man.
I'm misusing his influence.
But you know what's even funnier about a 4-year-old gay boy is that's how progressive we are as a society.
Yeah.
We're just no, you're gay. We're cool.
Yeah, you're gay, but you like
girls.
Like girls.
Yeah, which
Yeah, man.
Yeah, if I was, if that was my kid.
Yeah.
Yo, and my kid was like obviously gay, but then I found his porn.
And it was like femboys.
It was femboys, and I'm like, oh, he wants girls for real. That's where I'm definitely doing the gay conversion shit.
But like the opposite way. Yeah, you're like, no, you're gay.
Look at pictures of women. Look, you love this. Like BS pictures of pussy. Just
no,
like,
no, stop. No, no. It's but it's like he, you like, look at his penis. You love this penis, don't you? Look at it.
Oh,
love the penis.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. That's even funnier. Yeah. It's just like, no son of mine is straight.
Yeah. No son of mine would like girls.
That's
like boys. Damn it.
That's a really
give me some adopted grandkids from Malaysia.
Yo, that's such a funny bit.
Yeah.
Like that, like the straight dad that is too pro gay.
Too pro gay.
Yeah, just like as you're a kid, you're like you see him playing with cars.
You like,
yo. Like, no, here's your Barbie, bro.
Yeah, take this.
Yeah, take this. Like, don't tell your mom.
You showing him some like hairsprays at Star Wars.
Like, the whole time he's like straight. He's like, the dad is just super straight. He just was a gay kid for whatever reason.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
that dad, he's in the closet. He's in a tranny faggot.
Yeah, closet. Yeah, right. If you want your son to be gay, that's
yeah. Gonna, you got yeah. You got to fight those demons, bro.
Yo, that's the crazy thing about porn. It's always like all kinds of porn exist. So immediately I'm like, gay incest. This got to be a thing. I've never watched it, but that's
gay incest
be a
is
thing.
Crazy because like making out with your brother is nuts.
I'm sure that's a real thing too.
Yeah,
that's a crazy. That thought. I promise you, that thought of gay incest never crossed my mind once.
To just now. See, yeah. now we're really talking about the tough topics.
No, because I didn't think about that, but that's for sure a thing. Like, but it starts off. But it's like the classic like trope of like every show ever, mm-hmm. where it's like the jock and the gay nerd.
Yeah,
it was like. You know, fuck you, fag. You know, right, says pushing right. them to lockers and shit until right. it was like they start like fist fighting, and then they start making out.
Right.
That's I don't know if you've seen that trope in a lot of places.
I've seen it. That, like Riverdale.
Yeah, Riverdale. Our fucking sex education.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like.
Those I just shows. Made up. I don't know if that's in Riverdale. Yeah, I feel like Riverdale would have a storyline like
Riverdale
that.
Had a musical episode.
Did it? So, Oh yeah.
So it's like
okay,
they probably had that.
Got it.
But that being your brother is crazier.
Yeah, like you and him, like in the crib playing Madden, and he whoops you, and then y'all start fighting.
Okay, hold
and
on.
And then it gets to incest, gay nigga, butt sex.
But this is what I'm saying, like, and you know, take my stance with caution, because you
it.
Know,
got it.
Don't let E4 take a stance. It's like a very popular, it's like number one trending hashtag on Twitter right now. Don't let you four take a stance.
You cannot take stances.
I can't take stances anymore. No. But so let me.
You gotta be stanceless for a while.
Yeah. How do I say this then without? Let me not just be. I'm just not gonna be confident about it.
Right.
This.
No, just be like, yo, here's an idea.
Here's an idea. I'm not even really sure. Like, I don't know.
How yeah. There
I
you go.
I just kind of woke up today. I just had this idea.
Yeah. I'm batting around.
Like is this already bad. Gay incest. They should probably be murdered. It's kind of what like kind of what I'm thinking. I don't know.
I mean, you
know,
if you think I'm about half, it, kinda, it I'm might unsure. Be a double. It might be a double negative. It might be a good thing now. Because gay is already bad, but incest you on top of it. That might be double negative.
And there's definitely not going to be no inbred kids.
Yo, hold on.
No inbred kids.
That might be the way.
So then
to
what?
Be gay, you got to fuck your brother.
So morally, like morally speaking, what's wrong with gay incest?
Also, gay incest is also real because like, you mean you could like, you literally keep that shit in the house. Keep that shit in the you know what I mean?
That's right. Keep it in the bedroom. That's right. Your brother's bedroom.
Your brother's bedroom. You keep that shit in the bunk bed you guys share.
Yeah, no, that might be the best type of incest.
Yeah, gay incest.
Yeah. Well, yeah. For both.
Yeah.
For gay and incest. Because they're both, like you said, it's a double negative.
It's double negative.
Like, those are two things that should probably, you know what I'm saying?
Should probably exist.
Oh, definitely not.
Nah.
Well, no, I was kind of not, you know.
No, I saw a tweet the other day. Yeah. This gay dude tweet, he was like, y'all been douching for 3 hours and it's not coming out clear. That's when I knew. I'm like,
no.
Yeah, no, we should. Gay nigga bus sex shouldn't be a thing.
Oh, that's like putting fucking like milk in a car's like engine or something. Like, you know, we're like,
yeah.
It's not meant to go there, dog.
It's not.
It's just not. It's like your whole body's fucked up now.
Like dog, when you got.
Oh, man. Man, 3 hours is crazy.
Dog, I couldn't believe my eyes. He tweeted that publicly.
Three hours.
Yo, gay dudes might, bottoms might be our strongest soldiers.
Yeah. They might take bullets up there.
Imagine. We should just send bottoms to war.
Yeah, and then just use their buttholes as shields. Yo, nothing's stronger than a gay dude's butthole.
Yo, bottoms buttholes are like Captain America's shield.
Just can absorb everything.
It's made of vibranium.
Throw that shit like a frisbee. Fuck it. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's a Yeah, the douching thing is kind of crazy, though.
That's an image.
That certainly paints an image.
Can I be honest with you? I haven't left my mind all week.
Yeah, that one's going to stick with me.
It's something that sticks with you. The same way that fucking douche stuck with him and it wouldn't come out clear.
Yeah, that's crazy. How much? 3 hours is crazy. How much cum?
No, shit.
Oh, because he pushed it up there.
He's trying to, like, douche out the shit. So when we come out clear, you're talking about there's no shit on the douche.
So that's even nastier.
You see them? You thought it was cum? No,
yeah,
shit.
I thought it was just like
he's trying to
cum.
Clean it so cum can go inside.
Why would you tell us that? Now I see why you're outraged about this.
Come on,
why would you tell us? Like, not even I, Mr. Shitty Butt, Shitty Four, himself,
or me, Mr. Shitty Butt in the coming hands.
Yeah, right, would say that it takes me 3 hours to douche, like, to fully clean my ass. So that just means that you've only kind of cleaned, like, the outer parts of your cheeks. Like, that means you never even got close to the hole. If it takes,
do you know
that
what
long.
Douching is?
Yeah, dude, put the shit inside of your butt
to
clean it, right?
Yeah.
But that's a lot of shit, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he got
it. I don't think 3 hours is normal, is my point.
No.
So how much shit was just there?
I've heard gay dudes talk about how they have to, like, go, like, days without eating if they want to fuck. Just so, like, they don't, like, you know.
Not even, nothing in there.
No shit.
What does that tell, though? Yeah. Like.
We have to be honest, like, at some point.
Dog. If you have to starve yourself for 4 days.
Just four.
To have sex.
What does that tell you, buddy?
Yeah, I don't. You do the math.
God don't want you here. You niggas snuck on the earth.
Or also, they might just be being greedy. Because it's like, yo, take the shitty dick and go, bro. Like, just like, it's like, if you want to have sex, it's just going to be shit in it.
Also, I'm about to.
It's
by
your
the
butt.
Way,
it's I'm your
with
asshole.
You. I'm with you, yeah. Let's you top some bill. Not bottom some bill. Like. All you niggas that's gay and like in fucking butts, you shouldn't be putting your bottom through like 3 hours of douching.
Yeah.
You like fucking butts. It's gonna be a little shit on your dick.
Yeah, you gotta you gotta accept it. Like,
you gotta accept that.
Like, anal for men,
yeah.
It's like, you know, there's other options. So it's right. Like, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta do it.
You know what I'm saying? So like if you making your bottom go through 3 hours of douching.
That's a good point. That's very insensitive.
Nigga, just like, why you make him do that?
Yo, that's fucked up.
How can we not consider him his time?
That's fucked up. That's
you fucking
up.
Fuck him in the butt and let him go. What's going on here?
Agree. That's fucked up.
It's great. This is the greed they talk about in the Bible. Actually, they didn't talk about them in the Bible at all. But
no,
this is the greed.
They did talk about it.
Yeah, they did.
They not, said not, fucking stone him.
Not glowingly, they did it.
No, they said stone this motherfucker. Just get him out of here.
The Bible is so funny, yo.
No, stoning gay men is nuts, bro. Imagine stoning anybody. I remember I saw this show called The Leftovers on HBO, and there's like a scene where it's like a very graphic stoning scene, basically like realistically depicting how fucked up stoning is.
Yeah.
It's awful. Like, the fucking gashes, the blood, it's like dripping gallons of blood. It's awful.
Would you go to a stoning if stoning's happened?
Who's being stoned?
Pedophile.
I would definitely consider it, but I might be queasy though. Like, I don't know if I want to see like that kind of violence.
I would go just to work on my arm.
I'm throwing
curveballs and shit. I'm trying to hit the strike zone.
Yo, which is their dicks. Yeah, yeah. Just like that. That's like going axe throwing.
Yeah,
that's like the 4 points or whatever. It's like the extra points.
Yeah, yeah, like, man.
They get extra points.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to knock his nose off.
Yeah,
I'm talking to my homeboy. Like, watch this. Right eye.
Yeah.
I'm calling my shots. I'm calling my shots like Babe Ruth. First of all, I love cameras. I love cameras. Like, you know, look at what Katie said. We're going to be in the UK with Drake. Like, went all in the UK. Not just in the UK.
Come on, bro. Like,
we're ups.
Sometimes you don't be letting niggas dream big enough.
And I don't, no.
You trying to squash niggas' dreams.
I be trying to have niggas dream in, like, reality.
No, but we could be there.
No, like.
You don't see the reality where Drake is like, yo, I like that these niggas say whatever they want.
And then we go to the UK with them?
Yeah.
Like, you see that?
Yeah, let's fly you guys out to the UK real quick. Let's hang out at fucking Nando's.
Yeah.
Let's just eat food at the
UK.
Let's
get some Nando's.
Yeah, let's get some fucking...
You saying no to the invitation?
I'm not letting Drake fly me to fucking UK, yo.
Oh, you crazy.
What if you don't fly us? We just all in the UK.
Wait, like, no.
See, that's different. I'm with you.
Wait, stop. You're not letting Drake fly you out?
I'm letting him fly me out.
That's crazy.
Nah, hold on.
I'm not letting him take me shopping.
No, stop. Shopping is when I called Drake the ultimate boys boy the day, niggas called me all kind of gay.
Yeah.
But y'all letting Aubrey fly you out?
Why not?
Yeah. Y'all niggas, nah. I hate you niggas' morals.
What's gay about that?
What you mean was gay about letting a man fly you out?
I don't want to pay for a flight.
No, you're gay.
I was like, gay. I don't have the money.
Right.
No, it was.
What
gay?
Are you talking about?
Yes, be a fucking man. Then don't go. If you don't got the money, then go. Don't go.
You don't think Drake flies out his friends?
Yo, his friends.
How do you think
we're not his friends yet? We're not his friends. We are niggas he saw on the internet. He flying. We are Instagram hoes.
We gotta.
No, I'm not. I'm not. What? Yeah. No, I'm not.
We gotta.
Instagram
we gotta work
y'all
our
got
way
it.
There, bro.
Y'all got it. Y'all got it. First, I listen. Out. Y'all go.
Cock.
Y'all got it.
I don't. You don't feel like you can charm him to being your friend once you.
Yo, what the fuck are we
I'm
doing?
I'm just
right
saying.
Now,
listen.
Yo?
Listen. He flies you out, right?
Like no. He's not flying. He flies you out. No, put yourself in those shoes.
No. I'm just saying.
I'm not getting on that.
We're all going.
He getting a twofer.
I'm not hopping on Air Drake, dog.
That's crazy. Why?
You're not riding Air Drake?
Yo, what's up, though? I don't like that.
He's a guy's guy.
Yo, this is crazy. I'm not letting a man fly me out, dog.
I don't think it's that crazy.
How could I be a man? Like, how could I come back home to my women and tell her, yeah, Drake flew me out? She like, damn, you living my dream. Like, what kind of shit is this?
Damn, that's crazy.
You see what I'm saying? I'm living every Instagram bad bitch dream to get flued out by Drake, and you niggas just okay with it.
I guess it's true, but it's also...
You niggas is Bernice Boogers of podcasting getting flued out by Aubrey. What's happening here? We used to be men.
Listen,
he doesn't.
If my friend
doesn't have a good time.
Listen,
yo,
think about the kid. Think about
what happened to guys' nights.
Yeah, because think about this. Like, I drive you all the time.
Drive me is different.
So, but you, I'm just saying, like that. Like that's Drake's form of transportation.
No,
that's like his car.
Drake has a car too.
All right. So, in your narrative, though, he's like flying us out, where it's like, you know, he's already there. But what if we together? We already like.
Yeah, what if Drake
out?
Is in Air Drake and we're also in Air Drake?
How do we all get together?
We're playing basketball.
wait, hold on. What? You say how do we get together? Like in the plane?
No, how does. Like, do we already know? Are we already friends with Drake?
Let's figure that out later.
No, that matters to the story. That matters to the story. That matters, dog. You can't just say, like, give me a new scenario and be like, yeah, you got to give me more.
Yeah, no, like, for example, right? Like, you know, like, for example, like, he'll comment under one of our clips.
Yeah. Right.
Right? Which he does a lot. Like, today I saw he commented on a random, like, Baltimore, like, interview show with no views or fucking... people. I just happen to know the people that are affiliated with this person's podcast. Mm-hmm. He had like this old school like rapper Nickelodeon F. I don't know if y'all even know who the fuck that is.
Yeah. Nicholas F.
I said Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Nicholas F.
Nicholas F.
People say that he wrote a lot of Drake's earlier stuff.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So this place in Baltimore interview.
By the way, he said he wrote one verse for Drake. It's just one verse.
Right.
He's been on record saying this for 15 years. It was one verse.
Yeah. I guess Drake still fucks with him because Drake commented on the clip of him talking about like how he met Drake, whatever, was still one of my idols or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He commented on the random Instagram page for like 2000. No, I'm saying random in terms of the amount of followers. Oh. It's just because it caught his attention. He's not scared to just comment under like a random page's thing. If it's something he wants to comment. So I'm just saying, I'm painting the picture.
Okay.
How he could comment under a listen to this clip.
Right.
Yeah.
It could just be that funny. Wayno was discussing in my show.
Wayno fuck with us.
Yeah. Wayno likes it.
Continuously.
He be commenting.
He keep commenting and liking and everything. So
yeah.
Drake could
almost follow Big Bro. I almost DM Big Bro like, yo, appreciate all the love you've been showing us. Appreciate the support. We really needed it. And just try to reach out. What?
I feel like Wayno's a guy that we could hang out with.
I'm not like Wayno fly me out neither, but
no, Wayno's crazy. No, I'm not. Even if
no, Wayno talking about money, no. Not look how gay Wayno. You is. Look how gay you is. You let Aubrey fly you out, but not Wayno.
Because Wayno doesn't have his own plane.
No, you're gay.
No.
Look
to
what
me.
You're describing. You just
no.
It just depends on a man.
It depends on who I want to hang out with.
No. Because the first point was, I don't want to buy my own ticket. That's not the problem. It's the man who buying the ticket. You're a fucking faggot. You're a fucking faggot that will allow Drake to fly him out because you are sexually attracted to Aubrey. You're gay.
Do you know the do you know the theories that he recorded that Drake recorded that fucking jerk off video on his plane? Have you heard about that?
No. Wow.
That's on air.
Why would I whoop on that plane?
You got the video in your phone.
I don't have it in my phone. I had saved in my bookmark so we could talk about it. That's because I'm just great at podcasting.
It's on demand, is what
I'm
saying.
You pulled up a screenshot. I mean, not screenshot, screen grab of that video.
No, that was somebody. That was screenshots of my text messages. Somebody sent it to me.
So you don't have the video?
I don't have that video on my phone. Okay. Screen recording a video of Drake's penis to my phone is insane, y'all. We have to.
Yeah, what's crazy?
What are we doing
getting
here?
Getting on AirDrake or screen recording a video of Drake jerking off?
Well, I didn't do it.
That's a great question.
No, I'm asking, I'm just asking.
Which one's crazy? Getting on AirDrake.
I don't understand. Like, you understand. That's like saying you don't want to get on the Titanic.
In what circumstances is it not gay to get on Drake's plane?
Yeah.
Me and Drake have already been friends. Like, we've already been friends.
Okay.
We got 6 months of male friendship built up. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, yo, bro, I'm going to be in the six this weekend. Link.
Uh-huh.
I link him at the compound.
Yeah, yeah.
We vibing. He was like, oh, bro, I'm about to make this little trip to Vegas real fast. You want to come? Then I'm on AirDrake because we going together.
Right, right.
I'm not letting Drake send his plane to me, hop on his plane, and go into Drake. That's gay.
But is it different, though, if y'all were hanging out and it's like, yo, let's go to the UK. Like, I got some business
Wait, why are we getting to the UK?
That's how this all started.
Yeah, he was going back to the original scenario.
Am I already friends with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
So you're getting flued out.
We already got to be friends. We're not. Early, I'm not getting flued out.
Early stage friendship, though.
How twice? No, I ain't going to do that.
Twice? Is that enough?
6 months. I said 6 months.
But you can hang out with
six months of male friendship.
6 months.
You know what I mean?
Yo, niggas having a fucking 90-day rule for friendship is crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, he got to take you on at least six friendship dates.
Yeah. What you mean? We need at least 3.5 boys nights before. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I'm hopping on his plane. It's crazy.
So who do you think Drake flies out? Do you think he only flies out like IG baddies?
Yeah.
You don't think he flies out anybody else? You don't think he flies out his mom? You don't think he flies out his friends? Like, I'm asking.
No, yeah, nah, what are you talking?
I'm just saying, like, AirDrake, because I think you're equating just getting flown out by Drake as, like, only that, something that hoes do.
No, yeah, but you're not one of his friends or family.
Right, right.
But
also doesn't want to fuck me.
How do you know that?
You keep putting this bisexual thing on Drake. I've been
I'm not. Here's what I'm saying.
We're all under the assumption that he's straight, right?
Yo, but listen.
Is Drake straight? Let's build a family.
I don't know.
Here.
I don't know what that man get into.
Let's assume.
If he was bisexual, I'm still bumping the tunes. It doesn't matter. So this.
Well, if it was bisexual, then it gets tricky getting flown out. I'm operating under the fact
you
that
you let
he's
another
straight man
fly you out.
Yeah.
Any straight man.
Yeah.
So Wayne don't want to fly you out. You hop on that Wayne plane?
No.
Why?
He doesn't have his own plane.
So
they gotta have their own plane.
Like, think about that.
No, that's not.
It's turning into whole math, bro.
You see what I'm saying, bro? He got a bitch brain. Like, this is bitch brain shit.
I don't want to hang out with Wayno. Like, throw me somebody I wouldn't want to hang out, but because that's what's throwing it out. I have no desire to hang out with Wayno.
He flying you out.
Let me see. Tyler the Creator. Yeah.
You got Tyler
the Weeknd.
You think it's cute?
Yeah, my top three favorite artists.
Okay.
By the way, Tyler the Creator.
Tyler Creator is a known bisexual.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he might.
I'm willing to run that risk. I like his music that much.
You're gay.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like.
Also, why do we
I'm willing to run that risk. Like, what do you.
Like, you see
like of him,
you,
of him, like
you know, I've been fucking
so
you.
So he tries to make a move on you, like, then what do you do?
Yo, I'm straight, gang.
No, you not. You like,
you
I love
have
Igor.
Have you ever been, like, hit on by a gay guy?
Yeah.
How do you react to that?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Yeah, but also, it's
that's what I'm doing.
Also, it's different, though, because this man just flew you out, dumbass.
Bro, you crazy.
He just flew you the fuck out, dumbass.
You're right. That's crazy.
You owe him pussy now, dumbass. Pussy. That's what you owe him.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Everybody know that's the flyout rules. And you niggas act like that is not a part of the flyout rules.
No, you're right.
You fly somebody out, they owe you sex. That's how it goes.
I mean, you're right. It's currency exchange. Yeah. I didn't think about it like that, but you're right.
I know because you got bitch brain, and it's how bitches get raped on vacation. Because they get on these flights to go to Miami and get to Miami, don't want to suck no dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, okay, whatever.
And now and now nasty men are taking it.
Yeah.
And their fucking throats.
Yeah, they're fucking taking on that boat. She got too drunk, and now she's a victim.
Drake wanted to fuck me of all people would be crazy. You don't think that's crazy?
Stop.
Why I wouldn't even think anything sexual.
Here's why,
like,
I don't like you.
What?
Just the other day you was talking about some Dom shit, gay man wouldn't like you.
And Drake is not gay.
But no, in his
Drake.
In his universe, we just say he was.
No.
Drake, if Drake wants to fuck you, then he obviously like boys.
I'm lost, bro. Where do you take us?
Wait, well, how?
I just got lost. It's
if Drake wanna fuck you, he obviously like boys. How did that lose anybody?
No.
How did who said he wants to fuck me?
We saying who said he wants to fuck him and not.
He did. He said.
No,
he
Tyler said, is who we were talking about.
No,
is bisexual.
No,
so
stop,
risk to that.
Stop. You just said Drake wanting to fuck me is crazy.
Yeah.
And then I said, that's crazy because you just the other day said, you brought up the point that I thought you wasn't being attracted to the game. And I was like, that's crazy. But Drake want to fuck you.
No,
And you said, you assuming Drake want to fuck you. Like, if Drake want to fuck you, then he's bisexual at minimum. That's how we got here.
No, I just meant that he's not gay. That's how I meant that.
Okay.
That's what I meant when I said that. He's not gay. He's not a gay man. So why would he want to fuck me?
Why would he want to fly you out?
To hang out.
Of you of all niggas.
Yes.
So let's go back to this.
I believe that more
you,
than the
you think you so fucking cool that Drake want to fly you out.
I do think
be
so.
Be fucking for real.
I have some interesting shit stories.
I believe Drake want to fuck you before he want to hang out with you, nigga.
That's crazy.
Be fucking for real. We got to be honest what with ourselves.
You? Is that a scenario I've brought up? Like, if you just woke up, like now. Not even as a kid, just like now.
When was a girl or had a pussy?
Had a pussy.
I wasn't like a girl, just had a pussy?
Yeah, just had a pussy. What would you do?
What kind of devil magic?
Yeah,
got me here.
Like, am I a bad bitch though? Like, you're not even
just pussy.
I'm not even a woman. Yeah, I just have a pussy.
Just pussy.
What kind of devil magic is this?
Yeah,
it's very confusing, right?
Yeah.
Yo, like, imagine I'm just sitting here with Yam. I got wet ass boxes. Like, I'm so wet right now. Like, imagine. That's not fair. Like, why would you do that to a man?
I ain't gonna lie, if I woke up with some pussy, if I just had a pussy, I would be weird. Like, yo, I'm horny though. Like, how I operate? Yeah, cause I don't want to fuck a nigga.
Yeah.
No, I gotta fuck trans women then.
That's not a horrible fate.
Cause I'm still it's getting penetrated. Really, I don't know if I want.
Oh,
like,
that's a good point. No, you're right. Yeah.
You don't even know how deep you is yet.
Yeah. I definitely got.
You had the right organs.
First of all, and since it is. I mean, for sure, the hymen will be a thing.
Mm.
What?
No,
it's a brand new pussy.
No, that's not,
no,
how,
that's not how it comes.
What do you mean?
That's not.
I'm the one that. What are you talking about? I'm making up the rules of the pussy.
Why are you building in the hymen? You can't just be regular. Like,
no, bro.
That's not even.
It's broken in already. It's brand new off the line.
God given pussy. I only got like man made pussy. So, like, what kind of. Like, I got a God given, never used before 26 year old pussy.
Yes, yes.
I don't have a hymen, dog. It got broken at some point.
You
lose some logic, bro.
Delivery? What are you talking about?
Delivery
of the pussy basketball. That somebody dropped it in the hymen, bro? What are you talking about?
No, because I'm saying, like, what? We got this is some fantasy.
All right, my bad.
Is it all magic?
All right. Yeah. No, yeah. Let's get rid of the hymen.
What are the rules of this world that we live in?
It sounds like a hymen was too far for y'all.
Yeah, because,
so.
Like, it don't make no sense.
No, what you mean?
So, like,
it's a brand new pussy.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, it's a. I got. So
we think it man-made pussy, but you saying magic pussy.
So it's a magic. I woke up and I got, like,
Freaky Friday pussy.
I got Freaky Friday. Like, listen, this is not. Stay with me. I got like a teenager's pussy on my body.
No, that's what it would be. It will be like
a child's pussy then.
It would fit your body, right? Because, like.
But I got a hymen though.
I do wonder if a 13-year-old's pussy on your body would be like.
Stay with us, y'all. Stay with us. Stay
would it
with
fit it. Though? Like, it would. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, in my logic, that doesn't make sense. I don't think it would match your body.
It's a.
Like, the pussy has to match your body.
You think pussies grow?
They don't say the same from you're born.
At a certain point.
What are you
point,
talking about? Of course they grow.
No, I don't think they
grow the same way your fucking your skin grows.
I think pussies grows, but at a certain time they stop growing.
Of course.
Yeah,
the same way I stopped growing. Same.
I think like penis, like penises, like, you know, after like, you know.
I never thought about this.
The pussy doesn't stay the same from when you're born. But it's too small of a.
In what ways does it grow?
Like, it's just skin. It's just, no. I think what pussy is like.
Because
like,
the hole could still be small.
The hole. No, I did a hole wide.
I think it's, first of all, it's just because I think we're overthinking this. It's just how humans grow.
No, I.
Like we
I
grow feel, as humans, right? Like everything extends and gets larger.
Not just for everybody, naturally. Though.
What are you talking about?
It's you. Not
like.
No, I'm taller than when I was born.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty. I've Were seen pictures. I've seen there? Pictures. He looked about, you know, 6 inches. You know,
yeah, I was talking about me. No, you can't. No, you can't be a newborn baby. I came out of size by me.
I don't actually remember how like what how tall I was, but
I just don't feel like I never heard like a bitch be like, "Yo, my pussy got so much fatter than when I was a kid." Like I know my dick got bigger than when I was a kid.
Have we asked? We're just making assumptions.
Who knows a woman?
I call Kenny. I call Kenny right now.
Like, yeah, does she?
Like, let's ask a woman.
Like, my pussy got fat as shit. I'm just like,
I'm calling Kenny.
We're
right
making
now.
An ass. It's when you make assumptions, you make an ass like, out of you and me.
Damn, my labia got long, or my fucking my hole got wider.
We'll have an answer soon. Calling Kenny. Hey, Ken. I'm on a podcast.
Hey.
The boys are here.
Hi, boys.
Can we have a serious question?
Yeah, can we have a serious question?
Okay, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
As a woman, when you grow and become an adult, mm-hmm. does your pussy also grow?
Like, in size or, like it's, like, my... Like boundaries and shit. Like,
No. Not like boundaries. Like
matured? No.
We're not asking your pussy matured. We're asking like in size. Like have
physically.
Your pussy.
Yeah, like physically.
No. I don't think so.
That's what I said.
So have your pussy been the same size since you was like 11?
No, I mean like probably. I mean, I guess it does grow, but not like I guess big enough to really be like
noticeable.
It's like way bigger now.
That's what I was. Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's not like a like growth spurt.
Like it probably like, does, but like it ain't that crazy of a difference. Like
your clit ain't get bigger. Mean?
Have your clit got bigger?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, I wasn't really looking at my clit when I was like.
That's when you start masturbating. Job. Yeah, when you start masturbating.
I mean, even then, I wasn't like looking it in the eye. I was just, you know, feeling shit.
Did it feel bigger?
No, it don't actually. No, but maybe my hands were smaller.
Ah,
shit. Oh,
we didn't even calculate the hands.
Shit. Yeah.
We didn't even calculate the hands. Like,
do the size.
We didn't consider.
Like, maybe it was, but like relatively, probably not. It's all relative, probably. You know what I'm saying? But like maturity wise, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay.
She's grown as a pussy.
That's good.
Okay. All right, Ken. Thank you. I call you later. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Well,
so there's like a general size you get to, and I think it just stays that way.
Sounds like it, yeah.
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 Like it does grow, but you would never notice because it's not like, again, like it's not like a growth spurt. Like a lot of kids, like boys specifically, they wake up and like, oh, I'm taller.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a moment where you're like, oh shit, I'm pretty tall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that happens with your private, even with your dick. I feel like did y'all notice that with your penis?
My dick got bigger.
Oh, really? You know, you noticed it.
No, I'm like, at a certain point, like, I think my mom didn't say that on the phone, but
we were here at the studio though.
Yeah,
I remember.
My mom said that I don't remember it being this way, but my mom said that I thought that I had a small dick.
Yeah,
but I do remember taking pictures of my dick in like eighth grade, sending bitches like nudes type shit.
Damn.
And then I remember in like 10th grade and then college, I'm like, okay, these are different. But around, I want to say 11th to like 11th grade, I think I've had the same dick since then.
Since 11th grade, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Probably it's probably the same for a lot of boys. Like, that seems like a good age.
My dick changed, though, because my dick was bigger because I was smaller.
Oh, well, that's different. No, that's different.
It was like my dad, more dick has, like, went back in my body because I gained weight.
Yeah, we're not talking about going backwards.
Yeah, that's not science, though.
No, it is science.
My dick got smaller.
We've explored it. But I'm talking about, we're not talking about going backwards. We're just talking about a certain age because... I guess we're not accounting for like going
regression.
Regression.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Our favorite show on HBO.
Regression.
But here's the thing. Yeah, I think we should just be happy with our sizes, you know, generally speaking. I think we should just be kind of...
That's how is your pussy big?
We're talking about... So your Ford, magic pussy? You wake up, magic pussy. Can we establish the rules of this magic pussy? Because
that's magic pussy. It's just...
It's magic pussy, but it's an adult pussy, no hymen.
No hymen.
No hymen, yeah.
But it's never been used, though.
Never been used.
Never be used, no hymen, because, like, yeah.
Vaginas
yeah.
don't, like...
After all of them don't have... Yeah.
Yeah, you can break it just doing exercise.
That's why
right,
I said,
right,
like...
Right, 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 right. So that's why God, we don't
really
even gotta...
not fuck with women. He really did not. Well, the fact that they have one is crazy, like...
Like hymens?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's meant not to be...
You don't...
This is
don't
slight,
crack the seal.
Yeah,
seal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Seal.
Sign, seal, delivered.
Yeah,
so it's magic pussy, no hymen, never been used before. So you're technically a virgin.
Yes.
You're still a man, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like trans, you said it right. I just think trans is best case scenario. To be
trans
honest.
Women, right?
Yeah, like think about it.
Because
like,
it's still a woman.
It's still a woman.
But it's still like, yo, I can't even, like, they got to penetrate you. That could hurt.
No, well,
the holes, they don't hurt, though.
Depends on how you do it.
What?
From what you've said.
What you mean?
Like, if they go crazy, if they really hammer versus
I'm
going
to tell them a version. I'm gonna be like, yo, be soft with me.
Be gentle with me.
I just feel like our hips and pelvis is not built for it. Like, is it just I got the magic pussy?
Bro, gay,
I
got no, gay
we got
dudes
pretty
get,
strong pelvis.
Bro, gay dudes be getting fucked, dog. Come on.
I was just going to say this.
I'm also like... Like, what if it's hitting your stomach? I'm scared.
That shit hitting, dog. It's like a good dick. That's a good dick.
You should be proud. You should take pride in how fucking big that dick is you're taking.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you ride that big ass dick. We gotta ride that thing. I'm not riding no dick. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't riding it. I ain't riding it in. You can't be from the back neither. You got straight missionary.
Or you do like reverse missionary where like it still feels like because like
what's reverse missionary
where like
you freaky nigga
like you're fucking up
drunk. You fucking up
yeah like fucking up but it's missionary still that's a position that I've seen. I haven't done it me personally
so it's like
that
you
is
on
thing.
Like
she's
like,
on top but you're fucking
no that's not reverse missionary then
what is it called
I would think reverse missionary is like she's laying down.
No, that's just regular missionary.
I'm all fucked up.
Yeah, that's regular. You forget the pussy.
Yeah.
That's a problem. You forgot the pussy.
So what had to be...
I literally just said reverse missionary. Yeah. Wait, no. Is that what reverse missionary is?
Yeah, I just Googled reverse missionary.
That's not
what
I meant.
No, but it would have to be like that then. That's reverse missionary. That's what I'm thinking.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, like no. It would have to be like that.
I think you just flip them. Just flip them.
That's just regular missionary.
Wait, just go back to the other one.
That's regular missionary.
Well, but it's not because she will be the one with the dick.
No, but that's
so
what
it
saying.
Can be regular. I guess it is typical missionary.
You
saying missionary like, in terms of man woman?
Yes. Position. Listen,
so are you saying that stick her dick inside of you and I fuck the dick like that?
Yeah, like as if you had the dick.
What kind of shit is you
that's
on?
Still
just so you're
at
the top, though. I guess.
That's riding the dick, basically. I ain't riding no dick.
But that's different, though. It's
nah,
different
basically
enough.
Riding the
you're
dick.
You're not like throwing your hair back. You know what I'm saying?
Why can't I throw my hair back?
That's not riding the dick entails.
No. I ain't riding no dick.
That's what I'm saying. You're not doing
that. That's what I'm not doing that. That's riding the dick, basically.
I don't know.
I'm a pillow princess. I'm laying there. You got to fuck me.
All side work.
Oh, you hear me? I wake up in the morning. Just, you know what I mean? Get it.
Yo, this is something that has not been explored in any media.
Come on, this real like, talk,
real podcast.
No, like think
hashtag
about
real
that.
Talk.
Like as a man, you're born with a fucking vagina. Like, what are you doing?
You mean
that's harsh?
You mean
trans women? I think we determined. I don't know what would be better. Maybe a regular. I don't think a regular cis woman. She would do like she would be willing to fuck a man with a pussy with a dildo.
I just realized that we did describe trans men. We just described ourselves. I just realized.
No, I guess it is, but it's different, just, though. It's different.
No, that's the same thing. But it woke no, up like, fuck.
It's different. That's not
what I wanted.
No, but
only difference is we got magic pussy. They got given pussy, but we both.
It's all the same.
No,
shit.
But it's like they wanted pussies. We didn't. So that's
no.
A
trans man did not.
They
woke up in the wrong body.
Yeah, they woke up with a pussy.
It was Freaky Friday with God.
Yo, wow. that's a good point.
We just got trans men.
We are being trans men, but that's how little representation trans men got. We didn't even immediately go to, trans men.
Because people like them.
Yeah, they thorough.
Trans men?
Yeah, I would fuck a trans man too.
Yo, we got to talk about
these niggas. Niggas a fucking loser.
Yo.
Yeah big bro, man.
Yo, we talked about it before we knew the extent of Meek's involvement.
We said it on Thursday's Patreon, Thursday's podcast. We only do Patreons now. On Thursday's podcast, that Meek is definitely a victim before we even read the document. And it came out, he is definitely a victim.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then he went on the craziest tweet tirade.
For hours. He did hours. He was perked up.
People was like, Meek, somebody comments like, Meek, you had the right to remain silent. He's like, yo, niggas playing with my name. They trying to call me gay. That's how I know
he's responding to random niggas. You fighting the allegations too hard.
That's how I know he really fucked Diddy.
You fighting gay allegations too hard when it's like, all you had to, yo, this nigga clearly, everybody who's anybody read the lawsuit and was like, this nigga just trying to get paid.
Yeah.
Once I read more, because I saw a video where they broke down everything he was saying.
Yeah.
It did seem, as it kept going, like, oh, he was going, because he was even throwing fucking, the head of Universal Music Group.
He threw Usher on the bus.
You put Lucian Grange in there.
Yeah, so that's what let me know, okay, you're probably
But also,
not.
To be fair, like, that makes sense, dog. This is what elites do. I'm not putting that. Elites take advantage of their money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, I think you're right. I think some things probably are true, but when you go super crazy and involve Lucian Grange, then you almost kind of lose a little bit of...
It's so crazy, it might be true. It might be so crazy.
Yeah, that's the point. I think it's so crazy. You're like, no, it can't be true. But it's like,
okay, maybe. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, but it. Yeah, anyways.
For a second, let's think about this.
Yeah.
Why on earth is Diddy taking pictures and hanging out with Vince McMahon?
Oh. Okay. We have seen those pictures.
It's just not too many.
That's his treacherous little twin.
Exactly. He's real treacherous.
He get real treacherous.
Treacherous, yeah.
Yo, Meek, I don't like how Meek, you was getting fucked. It's okay. Like, it's okay. It all makes, like, the video of him saying, I like the way you do it, daddy. Somebody put out, like, his back was on his nigga. Like, it like his ass hurt. I was like, I want to watch that video. It did like his ass hurt.
Somebody did say he was cooling his buns off.
That's what it looked like. That's crazy. Y'all was wearing matching outfits. Y'all was wearing matching outfits. It's crazy. It's a video of you rapping in the club and you say something about daddy.
He turns around.
It was fucking. It was fucking. Excuse me. I apologize. It was fucking. And you said fucking. And Diddy turned around and looked at you like, oh, me fucking? It's the
melody. I was fucking the bad bitch. And I'm independent.
It all looked really crazy.
Yeah.
And Diddy turned around and said,
he got activated.
He said, oh, daddy rapping.
You but, also the same nigga that said losing a cellmate. It's like losing a chick. That's crazy.
Come on, Meek. It's so, Meek. I'm not going to lie. You make your Philly niggas look real bad right now. Yeah, I mean, I'm already non-binary. Like, so, yeah, I mean, I'm good. I'm gay. But you guys start living in the DL closet. So when you guys just accept who you are, you like dick. And that's fun.
You know what's crazy?
What?
I've always wondered. We all kind of know that something was wrong with Meek.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time.
Can't back your chair up? I just realized your chair wasn't backed up today.
Oh, yeah. For a long time, we would.
There you go. Can you bend over? I still pause. I want to see four. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
No, if you would have finished that sentence, it would have been even crazier.
Yeah, that's why I said, yo, that's crazy. When you bend over.
Anyways, but I've always.
I want to see four.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you finish that sentence, it's even crazier.
Yeah, that's a freaky.
That sounds like a Diddy activity.
Yeah.
The freak offs.
But I was bend over, I want to see Fab.
Also, real quick, before go ahead. I'm sorry, but. Did he be pressing niggas to party with him? Have y'all seen other videos of him pressing niggas to party with him? He said, how come you on party? Justin Bieber. He pressed 15-year-old Justin Bieber. How come you on party with me? Yo, it's real nasty shit, yo. What you want to say?
No, I remember when that interview aired. Like, that was my first Drink Champs interview. I was like, that nigga Diddy is gay. That was very obviously gay. He's like, but how come we ain't party together? It's mad men in the room. You pointed out the cutest nigga. It was mad men in that room. Listen. You didn't say that to Nori or Kiss.
Yeah, I think everything probably pertaining to Diddy is probably true.
Mm. Yeah.
We don't got to guess about that. But I was going to say, like, in terms of Meek Mill, we all see, like, we've all made fun of him on the internet because he's always, like, he's always acting weird. Mm-hmm. And for the longest, my narrative was just, like, he's a little autistic.
You know, he's gay.
now realize, yeah, he's just bisexual. And now all his tweets make sense when you read it as bisexual.
Yo, when he tweeted that dodo, that screenshot of my
head. Is that real though?
I remember that day. Yeah, he was like, I need to know how to disconnect my Amazon account from my Twitter. This is urgent. This is urgent. It would kill me, dog. Can you find the track list to the new Meek Mill mixtape that just dropped?
Yep. By the way, it's called Heathenism.
Hedonism.
That's what it's called.
Crazy. Can you read me those titles?
Yeah, that's some heathen shit. That's
track number one. Came from the bottom.
Keep going.
Two, Times Like This.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Whatever I Want.
Come on.
Number four, Big Boy.
Big Boy.
And number five, Giving Chanel. Those are the
giving
tracks.
Giving Chanel.
I'm telling you, the titles sound gay. Bottom Boy. What's that going? He's like Bottom Boy.
Go ahead with you. Go off memory. Go off memory.
What is Bottom Boy?
Bottom Boy. Give it to me like that. That's what I heard.
Give it to me like that.
I get what I want, Daddy.
Yeah. Daddy and mother, baby.
That's God.
That was another
Nigga
one.
Asking Diddy. Am I your baby?
That's crazy. The funniest thing about all this is like, so he tweeted this out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm independent. They know I dropped Tomorrow Trying to Damage Control. He just said it. He just admitted it. He just tweeted it out. Where I'm from, people die for playing with a man's name. Heathenism. He's just promoting. It's just a trailer for the EP. You know how crazy that is for him to admit that? Yo, and my favorite thing about like Meek's tweets,
yeah,
everything he talks about, it's only like,
what's your tweet, Kim?
Did he?
About your baby? That is his tweet. Bro, the funniest thing about Meek Mill and his tweets was just him being like when he's trying to explain a lot of these things, or when he tries to get into his philosophical bag,
yeah,
this computer generated shit really deep faking y'all to try to destroy all the top place winners. Most players not smart enough to outbeat the A computer. They sheep. I can't be destroyed through a computer. I'm too outside.
What the fuck is Cut saying?
Bro, he talked like he just got the phone up like this.
I'm too outside.
Bro.
He like, yo, y'all letting these white men treat y'all. And then I'm a top place winner for real. What is he talking about?
I'm a top place winner for real.
And like niggas from where I come from die for playing with a nigga name for real.
Like, I'm too outside.
The two things they say, we snitching or we gay. When you're rapping in the tweet, we generating. We generating hundreds of millions for music. It's not a coincidence we all getting snitches.
Hundreds of millions for music. Niggas ain't getting snitches. That's how me grab.
That is. They don't want y'all streaming this independent music. Make sure you support. He's going. Yo, he tweeted out a link to NBCNews.com. YouTube creators target black celebrities with AI made fake news. Just looking for sources. Next, I'm exposed was behind trying to kill the black image of the most influential artist.
Read that to me again.
Next, I'm exposed who's behind trying to kill the black image of the most influential artist.
Is he saying he's the most influential?
I don't know what the fuck.
Like, I'm trying to figure out.
Is he trying to say it's Kanye? I don't know. Like, every black blogging hits that post will make me seem gay. I change laws for our people. I donate money.
The funniest part about this, yo, big salute to Big Act, man. Listen, he's having victory lap.
He ain't lost in like 8 months.
Bro.
Act has never lost in his life.
We're talking about this, that like, Act will always outlast everybody because he's always like, it's like the cockroach survives a nuclear bomb. It's
yes.
Like, he'll never go away.
They almost got him with the Saucy Santana shit when he cried, though.
No, but he's cried before.
Yeah, he cried often.
Yeah, he cried because he be getting too drunk. He cries. He does that all the time.
He's like, yo.
He said, they play, in my hood, we don't play like that heathenism, yo. Yo,
they never taught us what's the difference from a gay nigga.
Okay, so yeah, I was story time. So y'all, please tell me if I'm wrong. So today, this dude wrote me on Instagram, and he was like, can I send you money? Let me send you money for lunch. So I was like, okay. I wrote him back and I was like, Cindy.
Cindy.
He wrote me and was like, okay, what's your Cash App? So I sent him the Cash App. Yeah, I just knew I was finna open my Cash App and I was finna have at least probably about $100. You get what I'm saying? Because like, This I eat, and that's how much I spend on my food.
You like me for real?
Yeah, I open my Cash App, and this man sent me $30. Yeah, yes, $30. And I'm just like, at first I'm like, damn, like, am I ungrateful? Like, am I fucked up? Like, feeling like, why the fuck would you send me $30? But then I had to ask people, and they was like, nah, because I'm like, $30 is not even half a tank in my car. Like, what the fuck you thought I was going to go to Chick-fil-A? Like, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what did you think yes. I was going to eat? It's like,
yes, I did think you were going to Chick-fil-A.
I eat full course meals. Like, I order a appetizer, a entree, and a dessert, and a drink. That can't even get me two drinks. Like, what the fuck?
So, that's basically it. I love nigger conversations sometimes.
I got an interesting take on that.
I have. Let me lay it out for you first before people start giving their opinions. So that video was on TikTok. It's with a girl. I'll be from like Miami. She's hella young Miami. She got that same kind of accent going on. And the guy asked her to say, "Hey, can I buy you lunch today?" She said, "Yeah, send me money." She sent him he sent $30. And she said, "That ain't enough." Now, a lot of people took it in different kind of ways. Now, this bitch is obviously unemployed.
Facts.
That's my first thought.
Yeah.
Because if it's the middle of the day, I'm like, can I buy you lunch?
Work.
Like, yeah, like your lunch break is only going to be 30 minutes, an hour if you're blessed.
Right.
So all you got is enough time to go get a little bit of Chipotle or some Chick-fil-A. Her first thought was, if I'm going to get lunch, I'm going to a sit-down restaurant. I'm getting appetizers. I'm ordering drinks. Oh, you're unemployed.
Right.
Unemployed. So I'm going to shoot her some bail and say, $30 was not enough.
Bro, I was about to say, when it got to that part when she started laying down everything of what she would eat, yeah, it's exactly what I thought. I'm like, yeah, like I've definitely bought food on DoorDash.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $30 was like
$30 not enough for her lifestyle.
Yeah,
but also that's that brother's fault. You are a hardworking blue collar man, probably with a good job. She fucks scammers. Stop.
Yeah,
like that's your fault. Look at listen to what she said. Bitch said, when I go out to eat, I'm eating appetizers, full course meals, and I'm getting drinks on a weekday.
Right. And dessert.
And dessert. Twin, you are out your pay range.
Run.
Like, it's your fault. It's his fault.
Run, for sure. That bitch is going to get fat.
Oh, for sure. No.
She's going to be a fatty.
She do coke, for sure.
To balance it out.
To balance exactly, out.
Definitely $30 is not enough for cocaine.
Is that, you think it's, she said it's not enough for my tank. Think about what she was going to use all this money for.
Right.
This money is not just meant for it. It's like for my whole day.
I was going to say, is that code? Is she alone in saying, like, money for lunch is money for my whole day if you're unemployed? Is that what we're learning?
That is what? That kind of woman. Mm. If you say, let me buy your lunch, you're saying, let me buy your day.
Yes.
I want to send you on a lunch trip.
And that, okay.
You're not, this is what I'm saying. So now the other women, which the hard worker black women, which you should be sending $30 to, was like, $30 is enough.
Yes, yeah. I saw a lot of that.
Yeah, no shit, $30 is enough.
The good women.
The good women. Yeah. Like, I'm on my lunch break, yeah, $30 is enough money. Yeah, no shit, because you work. You only have 30 minutes on your lunch break. You need to go eat something real fast. You're gonna spend 15 minutes getting the food and 15 minutes coming back to the office. And you're gonna eat the food. Why you off break now? You're gonna eat at your desk. Why you back working? That's because like you are a hardworking woman with like a nice office job. That bitch is just a bitch on TikTok.
Yeah, she sells pussy.
She sells pussy.
You can't buy lunch for a girl that's selling pussy.
And that's that brother's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what we got to get into. And honestly, you know.
When you're soliciting sex workers, you can't shoot that low. She sells pussy.
Mm. Well, yeah.
You had like.
Well, he clearly didn't know that. I don't think he was buying her food. Listen. If you know what I'm saying, like.
She's obviously a sex worker.
No, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying, like, that, I don't know if they got...
We can all agree she's
sells
pussy,
right? Fuck it. Let's go on
that. Yeah, I mean...
Let's make that assumption. I'm just saying, like, that guy for sure didn't think that. Because if that was, and his approach would have been different. I don't think you still... I'm going to give you $30 for lunch if you sell pussy. If he did think... let's create this scenario where he does know she sells pussy.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Yeah,
he's not...
Yeah.
I think here's what I think his issue was. I think that he approached this young lady thinking, using like a good tactic. Yeah, let me buy lunch today.
Mm-hmm.
Good tactic. Good riz. Wrong woman.
Right riz, wrong woman.
Excuse me, you're right.
That's a trademark.
That was the thing. That was a trademark. Yeah. Right riz, wrong woman.
Yeah.
That work on a nice lady that work an office job.
Not on someone that sells pussy.
Not on a young lady who got an ad for a flat tummy tea, which is, you know, that's old meta. But like, you mean, not for a bitch that do wig install reviews on TikTok.
Yeah, no.
Wig install reviews is what they doing.
You never seen that? Like these bitches, yeah. Like companies send them wigs, they install them and they do reviews for them.
Yeah, just like, how does it sit? Yeah. Like, yeah. Does it blend?
I thought we were talking about a woman that's watching a wig install and doing a review, like a reaction.
Of how they install the wig. Oh,
no, wig was fucked up. We don't like.
I worded that wrong. Yeah. They are installing wigs that got sent to them and doing reviews on it. Right. That's a better way to phrase it.
Yeah, they're doing wig reviews.
That is like, that's the kind of woman she is, obviously. Yes. That bitch had a case full of makeup, a face full of makeup, which I don't have an issue with, but also you're just recording a video.
Right.
Any woman with a job, she got a messy bun in her hair and she just got off work. That's
at
not what she looked like.
Most you do a tweet. If you're going to also talk about the situation, because I thought that's where you're going with, like, maybe content creator kind of a thing of, like, recording everything.
Yeah.
Like, story time. You know, this guy did this and that. Like, yeah, immediately that's like.
Yeah.
So my take on this is, like, everybody's right.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to start doing this with dumb nigger shit and nuance.
Yeah.
Be very nuanced with all of it. Like. I think this is what the marketplace needs.
Yeah, most cases that do be the thing. Most cases everybody is right.
Yes.
She's used to dating a particular type of nigga.
Yes.
You should leave her alone.
Yes.
You're not in that pay grade.
Yes.
And she also is a little bit ungrateful.
I don't think she was ungrateful. I think that you can set your standards as high as you want.
You, like, could also accept the $30 and not shit on him.
She didn't shit on him.
Yeah, she took
she
it.
Literally said $30.
No, but that's to the video.
That's to the. She didn't shit on him.
I don't think she said that to him. She took the $30 and in the back of her head, I'm like.
But also, yo, if you're giving something, just because you gave somebody money, they don't have to be internally grateful for the money. Like, that's not the point. Gift giving isn't like.
That's true. That's true.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to be nuanced.
He also chose bad. He chose bad.
That's the nuance
here.
He chose bad. The nuance here is that you chose wrong. That was good ribs, wrong woman. Try that same shot again on a young lady that works 9 to 5, and it will work for you.
Yeah.
For this young lady, you are not wrong for feeling the way you felt, but you deal with a certain type of man. You deal with men who are scammers and sell drugs and street dudes, and that's no issue. That's your prerogative, and you should keep dating men like that. Everybody is right in a situation.
Question.
Yeah.
How can you tell now? How do you tell if a woman is if they don't? And that's saying. They don't post their jobs, obviously.
Just go to her highlights.
Not okay. So sometimes, so this is a good point. So here, it's easy to tell what kind of man she deal
this
with.
This is for me, Marcel.
I got you. So the highlights is a good point, but sometimes, like, because I know Cam saying, like, oh, if she goes to a lot of, like, expensive restaurants or, like, taking a lot of trips,
yeah.
That sometimes not true. I know a girl right now who fuck niggas like me, but she got a good job, and, like, women will go broke on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like women will, like,
yeah. Yes,
they will spend their last on a plane ticket and the flight in the hotel, and the trip is in 2 weeks, and they be like, I get paid in 2 weeks. That's the money I'm gonna spend out there on the trip. Mm-hmm. That's how women brains operate.
Yeah.
So that's like, they will go broke on fun. That they don't give a fuck about that. But I think the bigger tell is, what does she do for a living? Is she a braider? Does she do wigs? Does she have, like, a small cosmetology brand? 9 times out of 10, if she does that, there is a scammer who is laundering money through her business. If it's a successful business, but you never heard of her before, like, come on. Do the math. She got 37,000 followers, right? But you don't know a single person. Y'all live in the same city. You don't know a single person that goes to her. Not a single bitch. You never did a single bitch that went to her.
I never even thought did the money laundering.
Real simple math. He's money laundering through a business. That's a cash flow business. I have a lot of cash. Put it in here, clean the money up. Real simple. That's how you tell, dog. Also, look at them. Look, women who women who date scammers have a particular look.
Yeah, it's just BBL culture. The whole her fits is BBL fits.
What the fork, yeah.
She in BBL fits, BBL not, wigs.
Not all the time with the fork. What the fork is a good tell. But also, how often is she at places like that?
Exactly. Yeah. It's more so how often. Yeah.
How often? Because like I said, women will go broke on a good time.
Right. But not every week.
Not every week. Is she always there? Scammer.
Mm-hmm.
Is she there once every blue moon? That's a hardworking lady.
Right.
She may be there twice a month.
Women still need to have fun.
Yeah.
But if she's there all the time, she might sell pussy.
Also, let me listen. If she is able to try every new restaurant that pops up in the city, she dating a scammer.
Yeah, you see like new food pics every other.
She doing the vlogs. The vlogs ads, but she doing food vlogs. Scammer. How does she got money to go to every single one? Now, women, like I said, women go broke on fun, but they also got bills. They can't go to every new restaurant open. If you live in like a big city, like a DC or a Philly or Atlanta, cities that are like emerging and new restaurants open all the time, they can't go to every single one. They might go 2 a month. Oh, my homegirl went here last month. She said it was good. I need to go. If she did opening week, scammer. Mm-hmm. The signs are there. You got to just study the culture. You got to just study these women enough. Mm. And this young man who sent her $30 did not study enough. He got horny. He got horny and said, I'm a trick.
Yeah.
But I said, good shot, brother. That's a good shot. Because $30, this young man obviously is a hard working blue collar dog.
Blue collar guy.
He got money in his pocket. He could take care of himself and take care of her. Mm-hmm. So he thought $30 ain't breaking the bank. But let me show you I'm interested in you. Mm-hmm. I'm playing a game that we got to do today. You played it wrong. The good news is, Diggy, you went the wrong way.
It's not the good.
Excuse me. The bad news is you went the wrong way. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's not the good news.
That's not the good news.
That's bad news.
Yeah.
He's got lost.
But yeah, no, welcome to my new segment where I add nuance to nigger topics. Yeah.
Also, to further the nigger topic.
Yeah.
And she then needs to ask herself why he looked at her and thought $30 was enough.
Cam wants to take away all the nuance.
Why do you think $30 is enough? It just means if you know you're into that type of guy.
So you say be careful about what you attract.
In the same ways that we said that guy, you got to look out for those things. She needs to post more of those things and scare away those type of niggas.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like he felt like the $30 was enough.
No, I think that
scare him.
You know, I think the young man just thought that $30 was enough. I don't think it's not indicative of her at all. I think that
I just want to shit on her a little bit.
I know, but I'm trying to stop you because we got to do new ones.
This is my specialty.
No, I know.
Shitting on women.
We're growing. Yeah.
This particular type of woman.
We're growing as people, brother. We're adding nuance. Mm. We're not going to feed into the endless void of people falling for these traps.
Well, I mean, unless we stop the segment now and then let them go.
If we stop this segment, we're not talking about nigger topics.
No, I'm saying
the only way we talk about nigger shit from now on is if we add in nuance to context.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
The only way I will ever talk about this stuff.
It could be jokes.
Can't just want to be misogynistic.
Yeah, that's funny sometimes.
No, it's not.
Depending
coming off
how
of my,
he does it.
You got to realize how it's going to look. Coming off of my very level-headed, nuanced take of like everybody, he like,
fuck that bitch.
You see how crazy that's going to sound? It sounds crazy.
That's funny. Yeah, man. Well,
you know, God bless America.
I don't think that was a fuck that bitch, though. I think that added some nuance. Step it up.
Hope you enjoyed that compilation episode. If you didn't, sorry. Patreon.com/PottyMouth. You can get full episodes again. I know that some of you guys use this to listen to work while you're at work, and I didn't want to mess up the working man's or the working woman's week. But our heart isn't in free podcasting anymore. Just isn't where our goals lie. And a lot of things we want to do, we just don't need to do podcasts. It kind of like it's a medium that's dying, and we wanted to get out of it and try other stuff, try a hand of other things. But we still do love potty on Patreon. I tell you what, we're having a lot of fun on Patreon. As you hear that fucking horn outside my window? As you can tell from this compilation, we're still having a lot of fun on Patreon. The podcast is still the same. It's not free. Yeah, I mean, be proud to pay and cop it. Patreon.com/PottyMouth. You can hear those episodes in their entirety, front to back. You can listen to those things and many more. A lot of people don't realize this. When you subscribe to Patreon, you're just not getting new episodes, but you have the whole catalog. It's on. We done 295 free episodes, excluding this compilation. On Patreon, there's like 230. Patreon episodes. So some of you guys haven't even heard the 200 plus Patreons we've done. So yeah, man, go cop the Patreon. Patreon.com/PottyMouth. For just $5 a month, you get the same two episodes you were getting for free. Just $5 a month. It's kind of a deal. It's kind of a steal, to be honest. You got $5, and listen, you're not gonna miss $5 a month. Just lay off the McDonald's for a week or so. Just don't buy that McDonald's Starbucks cafe at the top of the month. You'll be good. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this, and you know, check out our YouTube channel. Go watch our new YouTube videos. We just did one called "The Worst Rap Bars You Never Heard Of" or something like that. I think the title. I think we changed it since then. But check out that. Check out the video beforehand where we talk about the weirdest a speech disorder. Check that one out. And I'm sure we have new videos coming out soon. Also, watch our reactions on Potty Mouth Reacts. Go watch those. The media company is still a media company, but it's just the boys who are the company now. We're still doing everything we said we was going to do. We just less of us. And I hope that you guys are still along for the ride. See you guys in the next one.